السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ومغفرته. Before I begin to speak, I have a request that those people who have video cameras and cameras on their phones, please don't take pictures of me. Okay, because I am of the opinion that it is not permissible to take photos or to take recording with a video. Okay, I understand that there are many great scholars who permit that, but I am from the stance that it is not. Okay, and that is the safer opinion. And therefore I request everybody that please keep your phones down. If you want to record, you can record the voice, audio recording. Jazakallahu khair. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, الذي خلق الأفلاك والأرضين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين. Respected audience, respected listeners, I have been requested to speak in the English language, and thus I believe that the majority of you present understand the English language. Before I begin to speak on the topic that I have been requested to speak on, may we all together send durood, salawat, salutations upon the best of creation, upon the most perfect human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, Sayyiduna wa Shafi'una Sayyiduna Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Please all recite durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammadin ma'adilil judi wal karam wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa alihi wa sallam. Respected audience, we are from amongst the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Is that correct? We are from the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And those who are from the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they are those who love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Am I correct? We are those who love and sacrifice everything for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then why is it that when the time comes to send durood upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the volume of our voices is very low? Why? When I say, let us recite durood upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we should shout and we should show to the people how much we love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should loudly say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammadin ma'adilil judi wal karam wa manba'il ilmi wal hikam wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Respected audience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us human beings with many, many different attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the power to listen. Allah gave us the power to look. Allah gave us the power to speak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the nature of humanity, has put the attribute of mercy. And that is why you will find that human beings naturally are merciful towards others. They help others. And that is why humans help one another. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put an attribute in every human being, which is to imitate others. Imitation means to copy. You see somebody do something, you copy that. Allah has made the humans imitative, which means we imitate other people. We copy the way of other people. Every human being has the attribute of copying one another. And the animals also do this. The animals that Allah has created, they also copy one another. Now we look at the humans today. If you look at yourself, and you look at the people around you, and you look at the youth in our society, the young people in our society, and think to yourself that the young man of today, who does he want to be like? The young lad who is in his teenage, he is 16, he is 17, he is 18 years old, who does he want to be like? When he walks in the streets, who does he walk like? When he has his hair cut, who does he copy in cutting his hair? What is his hairstyle? You should know what the youth of today want to be like. What do they want to be like? They want to be like superstars. If you look at the youth of today, the Muslim youth, their hairstyles, who are they copying? They are copying celebrities. They are copying those who come on TV. They are copying those who are in sports. They are copying those who are in the film industry. Am I right or wrong? That is what the Muslims are doing today. They are following the way of the non-Muslims. The Muslims today are following the way of those human beings who are not on the right path. Is that correct? When a human being copies another person, when he imitates another person, when he is copying the style of another person, then he looks for that person who is perfect. That person who has style. If he follows a sportsman, then he will follow his hairstyle because he knows that that man has style. He, to him, is perfect. He is the fastest bowler in cricket. He is the best batsman, and that's why he wants to have hair like him. He wants to be like him. That is what the Muslims are doing today. They are wanting to follow those who are not on the right path. And the reason why humans follow them is because they think that they are the perfect ones. However, let me tell you, and let the Quran tell you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created everybody. And Allah says that out of all the human beings, nobody is perfect. Nobody has been created perfect. The only one human being, the only one creation of Allah who has been created to Allah's utmost perfection is Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, let me tell you that if anybody has style, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the best of styles. The way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to walk in the streets was the best style of walking in the streets. His hair, the blessed hair of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was the most beautiful hair that Allah had ever created, that man had ever seen with his eyes. وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَطْتُ عَيْنِي Sayyiduna Hassan radiallahu ta'ala says, he says that no eye has seen more beautiful than you, Ya Rasulullah. You are the most beautiful. And if you are the most beautiful, then Ya Rasulullah, why does everybody not want to be like you? Question. The answer is, if you look in the time of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, every Sahabi used to follow the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the Sahaba-i-Kiram, they wanted to be like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to copy the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because they knew the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They saw the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they had the knowledge of the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, today, have we given the knowledge of the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to our youth? Have we given that knowledge to our people? Have we given that knowledge to our children? Do our children know how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to walk in the streets? Do the youth of today know the hairstyle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do they know what oil the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to use for his hair? Do the youth of today know the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And I believe that the answer is no. They do not know the style and the way and the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is why the youth of today are not following the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Have we taught our youth how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to sit when he would eat? Have we taught them how he used to eat? Have we taught our children what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to eat? We haven't taught them that, and that is why today our youth is not following that. If we teach our children the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I swear by Allah, they will believe that that is the best of ways, and that is the most perfect way of walking, that is the most perfect way of talking, that is the most perfect way of eating, that is the most perfect way of having your hairstyle, that is the most perfect way of dressing, that is the most best of all styles in the dress, and all the children would want to be like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is if we would have taught our children that, and that is what we need to teach our children. Today my message to you people is, come towards the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we have gathered for the urs of Shaykh Uthman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wa radiyallahu anhu. Who was he? Regardless of who he was, what we do know is that he followed the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when somebody follows the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah elevates his status and he becomes great. Why? Because that is the key to success. The key to success is the love and the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Come to the Quran. Look at the Quran. The Quran is the book of Allah. O Muslims, think to yourselves that this Quran, the holy book Quran, is the message of Allah. And who did this message come to? Who did the message of the Quran come for? The message of the Quran, Allah sent this message for us, for humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran for the humans, for me, for all of you who are present, and for those who lived in the past. Allah sent this Quran for all of us. What is it? A message. A message from Allah. Now tell me, do the Muslims love Allah or do they not love Allah? All the Muslims love Allah. How much do the Muslims love Allah? How much do you love Allah? If you are a Muslim, then ask yourself, do you love Allah more than you love your wife? Do you love Allah more than you love your family? Do you love Allah more than you love your children? If the answer is yes, then let me ask you that Allah sends the Quran as a message to you. However, you have not yet read the whole Quran. You have not yet understood the Quran. You are saying that you love Allah more than you love your family, more than you love your wife. Then the question is, have you read the whole Quran? Have you read the whole Quran and understood the message of Allah? Do you know what Allah has said to you in this Quran? Give me an answer. Do you know? Do you know? Have you read the whole Quran? If you have not read the whole Quran, then how can you say that you love Allah more than you love your wife, more than you love your family? How can you say that? Because when your wife sends you a message, you read it all. When your mother, your children send you a message, when your friend sends you a message on your mobile phone, you hurry up to look and see what it says, and you read that message. When your friend writes a letter to you, sends you an email, you read that email quickly because you want to see what your friend has sent you. But O Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent you this message over 1400 years ago, and until today you have not read the whole Quran. You have not understood the Quran. This is a question that every Muslim needs to ask himself. O Muslims, we need to wake up. Wake up and smell the coffee. It is not the time of sleeping. Allah has sent you this Quran. And this Quran has the message of perfection. This has the message of the way of life. This has the message of success. Anything you wish to do, the Quran tells you how to do it. If you follow the Quran in your business, you will be the best businessman. If you follow the Quran in science, you will be the best scientist. If you follow the Quran in astrology, you will be the best astronomer. You can follow the Quran in any subject, and you will be the master in that subject if you master the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh my Muslims, today I want to give you this message that we need to look towards the Quran and we need to look towards the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to wake up. Let me tell you what the Quran says. The Quran says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. O those who believe, follow the command of Allah and follow the way of Allah. Follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran says, مَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. He who follows the way of the Messenger of Allah, He has already followed the way of Allah. In other words, if you follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that is what Allah wants. Allah wants you to follow the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the way of success, and that is the key to success. Now let me tell you the way the Sahaba-i-Kiram used to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before I begin that, everybody recite Durood Sharif upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite Durood Sharif upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina. Respected audience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran commands us to follow the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا, that the best role model that Allah has sent to humans is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Thus, O believers, we should follow the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look into the life of the Sahaba-i-Kiram. The Sahaba-i-Kiram, they used to follow the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, he says, and this hadith is in Bukhari Sharif, it is in Muslim Sharif, it is in Tirmizi Sharif, and it is in many other books of hadith. Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala says that we used to pray namaz, salah with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we would come for the time of Jama'ah, for congregation, we would try to sit on the right hand side of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We would try and stand on the right hand side. So when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is standing as the Imam, they would stand on the right hand side. Okay? He says that we would try our utmost best to try and stand on the right. We used to try and come early so that we can stand on the right hand side. Why? He says, because after namaz, after the salah, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say salam twice, he would turn towards his right. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after salah, used to turn towards his right. And if I was sitting on the left, I would not be able to see the blessed face of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if I could not see the face of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how would I know how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to move his lips when he used to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Subhanallah. He says we used to sit on the right so that we can see how he used to change his expressions on his face so that we can copy that style. So that when we pray dua, then we can do the same as well. Subhanallah, this is how much the Sahaba-i-Kiram used to try and follow the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, and all the other books of hadith. Sayyiduna Khabbab ibn Arad radiallahu ta'ala an, a Sahabi of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a Tabi'i, somebody asked him that, Ya Khabbab, أَيُقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنُ فِي الظُّهْرِ, that is the Qur'an recited in the namaz of Zuhr? When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised the Zuhr namaz, did he used to recite the Qur'an? Because the Zuhr namaz is sirri. It is quiet. You cannot hear the imam praying the Quran. So he asked that, do we pray the Quran in Zuhr? Sayyiduna Khabbab ibn Ilm radiallahu ta'ala says, Naam. Yuqra'u al-Qur'anu fi Zuhr. Yes, the Quran is recited in the namaz, in the Zuhr namaz. The Quran is recited. The person asks, Bima ariftum, how do you know? How do you know that in the Zuhr namaz, Quran is recited? How do you know? Because the namaz is sirri, it is quiet. We cannot hear the imam. So how do you know? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala says, he says, بِالْطِرَابِ لِحْيَتِهِ. He says, بِالْطِرَابِ لِحْيَتِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He says, I know, because when we used to pray behind the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, we would see the blessed beard of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم moving. And that is how we know that he used to recite the Quran. Subhanallah. O Muslims, look. Ponder. Contemplate that the Sahaba-i-Kiram in namaz, in salah, when we pray, we look down. When the Sahaba-i-Kiram are praying, they are looking towards the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Why? So that they can see the style and the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And that is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba-i-Kiram that those of you who are intellectual and those of you who are clever, they should sit at the front. They should stand at the front. Why? So that they can copy. They can copy and imitate the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because they knew. Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving this message to the people that the success in this world and in the hereafter is in following and copying my style. And that is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِئْتَمُّوا بِهِ لِكَيْ يَأْتَمَّ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ لِكَيْ يَأْتَمَّ بِكُمْ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ. Follow me, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, copy me, imitate me, follow the style of me, follow my way, so that those who come after you, they follow your style and your way and the way you do things. See, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't say that you follow me so that the people who come after you, they follow me as well. No. You follow me so that those who come after, they follow you. Subhanallah. So that the Tabi'i, they followed the Sahaba-i-Kiram. And the Tabi'i, they followed the Tabi'i. And in that way, ulama-i-Kiram followed the ulama of their time, their teachers, their awliya-i-Kiram. They followed those who follow the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that continuously continued until today. And even today, the righteous people, the successful people, the best of people are those who follow the way of their ulama, and those who follow the way of their awliya Allah are those who follow the way of the pious predecessors. That is the key to success. Let me tell you how the ulama-i-kiram imitate one another. A shaykh, hudur, hafizul millati wa deen, a great scholar of Islam, a great faqih, a great muhaddith from the subcontinent, hudur hafizul millat alayhi rahma, he was a great saint of Allah. His teacher is Sadru Sharia, a Shaykh al-Allam, Badru al-Tariqah, Amjad Ali Azmi, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Huzur Hafiz-e-Millat, he used to drink really hot tea. When he used to drink tea, it would be very hot. it would be so hot that sometimes it would burn his lips. And he says that I know that drinking hot tea gives nuksan to the body. It is harmful for the body. Because if you drink very hot tea, it makes your teeth weak. The teeth become weak. Daant kamzor ho jate hain. The teeth become weak by drinking hot tea. But he says that I still drink hot tea and I will continue to drink hot tea because my teacher, Huzur Sadr Sharia alayhi rahma, he used to drink this type of hot tea. Subhanallah, he knows that this is harmful, but yet he knows that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that follow me so that those who come after you, they follow you. And Hafiz-e-Millat knew that Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahma, he followed the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, the key to success is following the way of Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahma. Subhanallah. And let me tell you, Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, this hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, after the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he once walked past the Masjid al-Nabawi, the mosque of the Prophet Muhammad, the Masjid of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was once walking and he walked past the Masjid and he looked inside the Masjid. He looks inside the Masjid and he sees that somebody is performing sajda in salah. Somebody is praying namaz, somebody is praying salah, performing salah, and he is in sajda. He looks at the person and he looks at his sajda and he sees that his sajda is not the way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform sajda. Subhanallah, even in the sajda, you have to follow the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know what Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala said? Allahu Akbar. Abu Darda, Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, when he sees this person in the masjid and he sees that his sajda is not the way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform sajda, do you know what he said? He says, لَوْ مُتَّ عَلَى هَذَا مُتَّ عَلَى غَيْرِ فِطْرَةِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He says that if he dies, if he passes away, if he dies performing sajda like this, then I fear, I am scared that he will die as a non-Muslim. Allahu Akbar, just because his sajda is not exactly the way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. That is how you should follow the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even your sajda, where you put your hands, how much you put your nose, how you press your head, how your feet are, how the toes on your feet are, everything has to be in the way and style the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed sajda. That is the way of the Sahaba-e-Kiram. Do we understand? The Sahaba-e-Kiram strictly followed the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala, this is the last hadith. Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala, in the time when Sayyiduna Uthmane Ghani radiallahu ta'ala was Amirul Mu'mineen, Abu Dharr Ghifari was a very Sufi person and he was very strict. He was very strict upon the Sharia. He was mutasallib fi Sharia. And he once saw a man wearing a gold ring. And in one narration it says a silver ring. Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala holds his hand, he grabs hold of his hand and he pulls the ring off and he throws it away. And he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited us from wearing this. The Messenger of Allah prohibited us from wearing this. So he threw it away. This is how angry he used to become when he saw something against the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody complained to Usman Ghani. Amirul Mu'mineen Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, somebody complained to him that Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, Abu Dharr Ghifari is too strict. He is too harsh. He is too strict on the Sharia. He shouts at people and he takes people's things and he throws them away. Please, please order him to stop doing this. Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala calls Abu Dharr Ghifari. And he says to Abu Dharr Ghifari that Ya Abu Dharr, you go to the outskirts of Medina and you will stay away from the people. You will stay away from the people. Why? Because if you stay amongst the people, you will see wrong and that will make you angry. And therefore stay away from the people. He gave him a nice place to live. With all respect for Abu Dharr Ghifari. So Abu Dharr Ghifari started living on the outside of Medina Sharif. However, when the time of Hajj came, in the time of Hajj, Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala came to Makkah al-Mukarramah amongst the people. At the time of Ramiyah Jamrah, throwing the stones on the shaitan, at that time, Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala, he sees two men that they are throwing the stones on the shaitan, on the Jamrah. And he sees them, and he sees that this is not the way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pull his handbag and he used to throw. He says, this is not that way. So he says to them that you two, the way you are throwing the stones, this is not the right way. This is wrong. And he says, this is how you should throw the stones. Now one of these two men says, Anta Abu Dharr, you are Abu Dharr? He says, Naam, yes, I am Abu Dharr. He says, Alam tunha anil futaya, have you not been forbidden from giving fatwa? Have you not been forbidden by Amirul Mu'mineen Uthman Ghani from giving fatwa to the people? Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala says, لَوْ وَضَعْتُمُ السَّمْسَامَةَ عَلَىٰ هَذِهِ. He says, if you put a sword, if you put a sharp knife or a sword on my neck, here or here, وَزَنَنْتُ أَنِّي أُنَفِّذُ كَلِمَةً سَمِعْتُ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنْفَذْتُهَا قَبْلَ أَنْ تُجِيزُهَا. He says that if you put a sword onto my neck and I see something wrong and not the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then if I believe that before the sword cuts my neck, I can pass that message of Rasulullah, then I will still speak and I will still say the message of Allah. I will still tell you the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the knife cuts my neck off. Subhanallah, this is the way of the Sahaba-i-Kiram. And O Muslims, my message to you today is that when you come to the mazar, to the maqbara of Awliya-i-Kiram, then you should think to yourself that why were these Awliya-i-Kiram successful? Because they followed the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the key to success, the key to success for every believer, for every Muslim, whether male or female, is following the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How will you follow the sunnah? You need to come to the ulama. Come to the ulama, read the books of hadith. Come to the ulama and tell them to tell you the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that when you eat, when you walk in the streets, learn the sunnah so that you walk the way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked. When you go to sleep, when you sleep, sleep the way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam slept, and follow the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all aspects of life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, the ability to learn the knowledge of the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to follow the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us success in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look after us all. Allahumma rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Amin ya rabbal alamin. Bijahi an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa bijahi al-shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala. آمين يا رب العالمين بجاه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وما علينا إلا